Adaptations of fairy tales seem to be everywhere these days. There's the TV show Once Upon a Time, the police procedural Grimm. At the movies, Hansel and his sister Gretel are hunting witches with machine guns, and today, Jack of Beanstalk fame starts slaying giants on the big screen. There are even more bedtime stories redesigned to keep 20-somethings up at night, as we hear from our movie critic, Bob Mondello.
When the big fanged critter threatening Red Riding Hood sounds like this, you have to figure Red's story is no longer for toddlers. That's a werewolf's growl. A few months after movie audiences heard it, along came Snow White and the Huntsman, with an armor-clad princess doing battle with some nasty special effect. And this weekend, Jack's magic beans are getting him in trouble, not with one giant and his wife, but with a whole army.
Giants!
Kid flicks, these are not. They're aimed at teens, college students, and maybe the younger end of Generation Y. Not the types that psychologist Bruno Bettelheim had in mind when he wrote in The Uses of Enchantment that fairy tales help kids grapple with real fears in symbolic ways. At six, as Disney long ago established, abandonment by your parents is terrifying. So is illness and the unknown and that scary old dude down the street.
What? That Peter Pan.
But when you're 20, there's a whole new set of fears. Fear of commitment, fear of getting pregnant, fear of unemployment, or maybe of getting busted for drug use.
It's awesome, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome.
What are you smoking?
It's called Black Forest.
In the upcoming Hansel and Gretel Get Baked, a witch lures teens with marijuana.
Where'd she get it?
Some little old lady in Pasadena is growing it in her basement.
Then she eats them to stay young.
I got the munchies.
It's a horror movie. Clueless teenagers getting in trouble because they're clueless teenagers, just going with the flow passively, which is different from the more active tykes who populate storybooks. In the old English folktale Jack and the Beanstalk, Jack is, what, maybe 12? And a schemer who steals gold from the giant, chops down the stalk, killing the giant, and then lives happily ever after with his stolen gold. I'll leave it to parents to find a moral in that. But at least he went up the stalk on purpose. It was his idea. In the new movie Jack the Giant Slayer, Nick Holt's playing Jack as a 19-year-old who's kind of a slacker and is trying to impress a girl.
What are you doing out in this nasty weather,
Your Highness?
When the beans sprout under him and he gets carried up to giant land very much against his will. Once there, he proves less incompetent than you might expect, but he's basically reacting to things, not making them happen. The girl's the one who's looking for adventure, though for plot purposes, she is a princess after all. She'll spend most of her time getting rescued.
You're here.
You sound surprised.
There's no real risk for Jack in any of this. The brothers Grimm wrote stories that were actually grim, designed to scare children. Hollywood's new grown-up fairy tales may quicken your pulse a little, but they're centrally soothing. Yes, there's an army of giants coming, but pluck and optimism will carry the day. A reassuring thought if you're 20-something and staring nervously at an uncertain recessionary future. Especially if that thought is couched in a fairy tale so familiar and comforting you've half forgotten it. So get ready for lots of grown-up bedtime stories.
Am I dreaming?
I was going to say we're not in Kansas anymore, but we kind of are.
You're in Oz.
Nine, count 'em, nine Oz movies currently in the pipeline, including a martial arts-oriented Oz Wars, also Dueling Pinocchios from the horror masters behind Hellboy and Beetlejuice, not to mention Angelina Jolie in Maleficent, which tells the Sleeping Beauty tale from the evil stepmom's point of view. These are uses of enchantment that would almost certainly please psychologist Bruno Bettelheim, as no doubt would the thought of Meryl Streep playing the witch in a screen version of Broadway's Into the Woods.
Once upon a time.
The story of what happens after Happily Ever After.
I wish.
In a far-off kingdom.
The characters in Into the Woods do that one thing that fairy tale characters kind of don't. They grow up, which maybe makes them ideal stand-ins for a generation that Hollywood appears intent on very gently Bettelheiming into adulthood. I'm Bob Mondello.
Into the woods without delay, but careful not to lose the way. Into the woods, who knows what may be lurking on the journey. Into the woods to get the thing that makes it worth the journeying. Into the woods
to see the king,
to sell the cow,
to make the potion, to see, to sell, to get.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.